Can you figure out, can you get better at tackling during the season when you're not doing much hitting during the week?
You know what? Yes, you can, but it's a mindset. You got to coach it. You got to just grind it into these guys, and then these guys have got to take it on. I mean, you have to realize this. When I played for the San Francisco 49ers and I played for the Denver Broncos, we never wore pads during the season in practice. So we didn't practice tackling, but guess what? We were a damn good tackling team because we had a mindset that we were going to kick people's asses. And that's what it takes. And tackling is a mindset. You know, yeah, you teach it, you go over it, but you got to have guys that have a mindset that I'm going to knock the crap out of you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
So, Bill, along those lines, like, you have a guy like Jonathan Abram playing safety for the Raiders, a guy who is a big hitter, who can, you know, bring the lumber and knock people out. But sometimes he gets a little bit too much into doing that, right? I mean, if you're watching him, it looks like he's looking for the big hit all the time. How do you teach a young player to balance, hey, there's a time to make that big hit, but you really just have to make sure you get the guy to the ground?
Oh, hey, absolutely. There were a lot of times in my early days where I would go for the knockout, and sometimes I would be a step slow in the pass, or I would miss a tackle. And that comes from, you know, and one thing that I really learned, this one thing that you learn from a guy like Ronnie Lott is there is a time for you to get your knockout, but it's not every play. It's not every tackle. They are going to come, but bottom line is when you have certain players, you got to know who you're up against. You got to use your angles, and you got to get them down. And that was something that I had to learn. And Abram, I think, is going to be one of the greatest safeties to play in the NFL, but he still has to learn that.
Bill Romanowski joining us. Bill, there's football in Vegas. There's an NFL football team in Vegas. Did you ever think you would see this?
You know what? It makes me proud to have been a Raider. Mark Davis, what he was able to pull off, guys, is nothing short of a miracle. And hats off to him and the team that he has around him, like Mark Badain. And, you know, because I truly believe there was probably a time, and I don't know how many months ago or a year ago, maybe a year and a half, where they were somewhere at a place where they could have gone under and lost the team, and they didn't. And Mark Davis was able to pull this off with the help of the guys around him. And he surrounds himself with really good people. And for him to pull this off, I think the Las Vegas Raiders in time will be the number one franchise in the NFL.